Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to your Catholic Current Affairs update for Tuesday, the 14th of December. Religious leaders of the Ivory Coast have launched an appeal to the people not to give in to provocations and violence from whatever side they come. The statement comes from a document signed by the Group of Religious for Peace, which is connected to the Catholic Church. After having rejoiced about how the first round of elections occurred, the statement said, "We are now concerned about the turn of events in the few days leading up to the second round." On the 3rd of December, the Constitutional Council annulled the results declared the previous day by the Election Commission, under which the winner of the election was Alassane Ouattara, with 54% of the vote. And instead, they declared that the winner of the ballot held on the 28th of November was outgoing President Laurent Gbagbo. The Ivory Coast now has two presidents with two respective prime ministers and their governments. While the international community has recognized the victory of Ouattara, fear of fresh violence in the country is growing, also fueled by ethnic division. Faced with the looming threat, write religious leaders to the population, "We make this solemn appeal not to yield to provocations and violence from whatever side they come, not to utter words of ethnic, religious, and nationalistic exclusion, not to commit acts of intimidation, threat, and unproductive provocation." Religious leaders have called for 6 days of fasting and prayer for peace in the Ivory Coast, starting yesterday, December 13, until December 18. The Ivory Coast has also been suspended from the activities of the African Union. Meanwhile, President of the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference, Archbishop Philip Wilson, has called on Australians to pray for peace in solidarity with the people of Sudan as they prepare to vote on a referendum for their country's future. On the 9th of January 2011, Sudan will conduct a referendum offering the people of southern Sudan the opportunity to become an independent nation, Archbishop Wilson said. This vote forms the keystone of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement and brings hope to the Sudanese people that they may finally close the door on an era of civil war, violence, and bloodshed. The Philippines' largest organization of medical practitioners is demanding a widespread ban on any device or drug that could be used to induce abortion, including some contraceptives. Contraceptives like intrauterine devices and certain hormones affect the environment of the uterus, which ultimately will result in the failure of the living fertilized ovum to be implanted and survive, the Philippine Medical Association said in a statement issued today. The doctors last Friday sent a letter to Health Secretary Enrique Ona demanding that so-called abortifacients, that is, devices or drugs that can be used to induce abortion, be taken away from the Health Department's family planning program. If life begins at fertilization, anything, therefore, that prevents the implantation of the living fertilized ovum in the uterus of the mother is abortive, PMA President Dr. Oscar Tinio said in the letter. The medical organization last week backed the stand of the Catholic Bishops' Conference that life begins with fertilization. The PMA is against abortion and so is the CBCP. We doctors took an oath to save and protect human life, and that includes the unborn child. The PMA and the CBCP stands united on this, Tinio said. Tinio said they are willing to share their scientific and medical expertise with the health department to shed more light on the issue in order for us to champion even more the sanctity of human life. The PMA has a national membership of about 70,000 doctors. Meanwhile, the local government of the southern province of Surigao del Norte passed a resolution supporting the church's call to back an upcoming bill in Congress for the protection of unborn children. This is the first time that a provincial government openly supported the proposed alternative to the controversial reproductive health bill, also pending in the Philippine Congress. And finally, Vatican officials are reacting serenely to the latest dump of cables in the ongoing WikiLeaks disclosure. That's according to Giovanni Maria Vian, director of the semi-official Vatican newspaper L'Osservatore Romano. The stolen documents reveal exactly nothing, he told the Italian daily, La Stampa. If anything, he explained, the cables demonstrate scarce initiative on the part of whoever prepared them and show instead an excessive zeal in referring to opinions circulating in different environments, especially from Italian journalists. This has been the Vatican's line too. In an official statement issued on the 11th of December, Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the cables reflect only their authors' perceptions and opinions, which are not terribly insightful. He did urge that outsiders read the cables with great prudence. One cable describes Vatican Secretary of State Tarcisio Bertone as a yes man, one who does not contradict the Pope or question the Church's policies. It did not take long for the Italian news agency Ad Cronos to report Cardinal Bertone's cheerful response. "I'm very proud to be described as a yes man," he said, "given that this colourful description truthfully reflects my support for the pastoral work of the Pope." That's all for today's program. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.